Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Verse Number 28. Nama Adhyaya Bijaya, Jnana Vijaya Mataya, Prana Indriya Mano Buddhi, Vikara Vyakti Vivishe. I offer my obeisances to the original personality within this universe, Lord Brahma, who is cognizant, and who can apply his mind and realize his intelligence in creating this cosmic manifestation. It is because of his activities that everything within the universe is visible. He is therefore the cause of all manifestations. I offer my obeisances to the original personality within this universe, Lord Brahma, who is cognizant, who can apply his mind and realize his intelligence in creating this cosmic manifestation. It is because of his activities that everything within the universe is visible. He is therefore the cause of all manifestations. Purport. The Vedanta Sutra begins by declaring that the Absolute Person is the original source of all creation, Janma Deshayata. One may ask whether Lord Brahma is the Supreme Absolute Person. No. The Supreme Absolute Person is Krishna. Brahma receives his mind, intelligence, materials, everything from Krishna. And then he becomes the secondary creator, the engineer of this universe. In this regard, we may note that the creation does not take place accidentally because of explosion of a check. Such nonsensical theories are not accepted by Vedic students. The first created living being is Brahma, who is endowed with perfect knowledge and intelligence by the Lord. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tena Brahma Hrudaya Adi Kavaye, although Brahma is the first created being, is not independent, for he reaches out from the Supreme Personality of God into his heart. There is no one but Brahma at the time of creation, and therefore he receives his intelligence directly from the Lord through the heart. This has been discussed in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma is described in this verse as the original cause of the cosmic manifestation, and it applies to his position in the material world. There are many, many such controllers, all of whom are created by the Supreme Lord Vishnu. This is illustrated by an incident described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Brahma of this particular universe was invited by Krishna to Dwarka, he thought that he was the only Brahma. Therefore, when Krishna inquired from his servant which Brahma was at the door to visit, but Brahma was surprised. He replied that, of course, Lord Brahma, the father of the four Kumaras, was waiting at the door. Later, Brahma asked Krishna why he had inquired which Brahma had come. He was then informed that there are millions of other Brahmas, because there are millions of universes. Krishna then created all the Brahmas, who immediately came to visit him. The Chaturmukha Brahma, the four-headed Brahma, the universe, thought himself a very insignificant creature in the presence of so many Brahmas with so many heads. Thus, although there is a Brahma who is the engineer of each universe, Krishna is the original source of all of them. Om Jnana Timuranda Sujnana Jnana మనోజ్యేష్టం సాధుమైన గీతలు స్వయం గీత కళామయం దయాతి స్వాపరాంగ జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధారి శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవ భక్తులంగా Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is an important verse which clarifies the nature of the absolute truth or the God, or more clearly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada uses the word, although it is a long word, is of saying just God. Prabhupada everywhere he mentions about Krishna. He mentions the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which describes many, many things, which describes the complete thing. People pursue God according to their eligibility and qualification. But in order to attain proper eligibility or qualification, you have to fulfill the criteria prescribed by the Lord Himself. If you don't fulfill the criteria prescribed by the Lord, no matter how many aeons of time, how long? Pantastu koti satavasara sampragamyo vayo ratapi manaso munipungavanam. You may be best of the munis and you may traverse at the speed of mind for Pantasu koti satavasara sampragamyam, for hundreds and hundreds of years at the speed of the mind, but you never come to the abode of the Lord. That the creation of the Lord is called unlimited, ananta, akash. So you can never imagine, you can never concoct how this unlimited universe is. And they are all controlled and they are all perfect. Because Krishna is complete and perfect. So according to one's qualification, even among devotees, we are saying all devotees are not the same. Those who are completely surrendered, those who are completely, they have no other thing in their life, they just want to use their mind, they want to use their intelligence, they want to use their walk, or power of speech, powers of the mind, and the powers of the body. Physical power, power of speech and intellectual power. That means you have no other interest than serving the Supreme Absolute Truth. Then Krishna also reciprocates. Yedamam prapadyante tam sadaya bhajamyaham mama vartamana vartante manishya pada savasa. As we chant Hare Krishna, we should become more and more carefree, more and more dependent on Krishna. I have to do my duty, whether it is success or failure, whether there will be result or no result, it's not my consideration, nor it is in my control. What is in my control is to do my duty. What happens and all that, I don't know. Except to God. So we should not judge things by their appearances. Say, for example, Prabhupada was preaching for 16 years. No result, nothing. So don't think, oh, Prabhupada was not pure, that's why nothing happened. No. By the result, you don't judge. So, Krishna knows why he is giving the result, why he is not giving the result, when he should give the result, how he should give the result. It's not our business. Only foolish people, they see from externals. You bring lot of money, oh, Priyanka has done such great service. No, what does it mean? Not from the result. Let's see how your day is spent. If your day is spent, Nindadisunya Hrudamipsita Sangalabdha, without offending anybody. You understand, Joshna? Not that I'm turning 64 rounds. I'm just very serious. That doesn't work. He says that you have to, whenever devotees are pleased, your racket will hit another stage. You know, racket goes by stages, by the way. They fire one engine, and then it will go that far, and then it slows down, another, and it will go further. It goes in stages. That is the nature of this world. What is called resistance. Everything slows down. So when devotees are happy, you get another realization. So it should always be. Prabhupada said, don't bother about your dirty mind. I am this, I am that. Just be worried whether the devotees are happy with me or not. If devotees are happy, the devotees are always encouraging type, appreciative type, forgiving type, tolerating type. All great qualities of a devotee. Tolerance, forgiveness, appreciation, gratefulness, all good qualities, nothing bad in a devotee. Bad and devotee go ill together. So you cannot say, nobody can be, this world is created in such a way, we are all social animals. We are all social beings. So it is your myth to think that I don't care for anybody. I will be on my own. Already you are breathing. Demigods are giving you air. Already your body is functioning, 33 million demigods are cooperating with you. Because of big ego, fat ego, we tend to say, I live my independent life. That doesn't work. That means full of ignorance. Only ignorant person says, even when there is a result in something, you have worked hard and there is a result. So like you bring, so far what is the biggest amount you people brought? 40,000. Is that right? So, biggest amount. But you know, it's not that you created from your hand. Somebody gave it. And then Krishna gave them the intelligence to give you. Panchayatani Mahabaho Karanani Nibodhame Sankhya Pratanti Proktane Siddhir Bhavati Karmija. All success in work it is because of five factors. So, and most important factor who moves everything is Paramatma. In you, in the other person, everything is handled by Paramatma. And then others, Krishna has given you intelligence, Krishna has given you ability, Krishna has given you opportunities, Krishna has given you success, everything. It looks like. So the point is, according to one's ability, one realizes God, and according to one's ability, one is a smaller or a bigger devotee. First thing is, to understand the complete God, you need some qualification. What is the qualification? To understand complete God, what is the qualification? So what is pure devotion? To understand God, you have to surrender to a pure devotee of the Lord. That sets into motion everything. Just Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado. Just you try to please the spiritual master, the devotees of the Lord, and everybody. Everybody. You please everybody. Don't worry, you know. So pleasing somebody, you are getting his blessings. So, that's what Bhagavad Gita says. You go and surrender. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darsana. Then he says, machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kadayantasya maam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. A devotee is never by himself. He is always in the association of the devotees. I told you the characteristics of a devotee is that he always stays in the association. Number two, he always appreciates. Champamaka. So he always glorifies the other devotees and is always stays in the association and is always a humble person. There cannot be a devotee means all right, benefit of doubt, I am wrong, they are correct. That is a devotee. You don't lose nothing from that. There cannot be any arguments, any fights, quarrels. That means we are dogs in the appearance of a devotee. You know, like sometimes we put the cow tilak. So, that doesn't make the cow a devotee. You know? So, whenever there are fights and arguments means we are fighting like dogs and cats. Because whenever devotees sit down to discuss humble proposals. Maybe I think this is what I feel like. You don't say I'm right. You don't say you are wrong. You always leave scope. You always leave room. So people, Vaishnavas, they are supposed to correct by themselves, not by stick. Because devotional service cannot be forced on anyone. Just suggestions. So here, people realize God. First thing is to know God and then to become a devotee of God. Knowing God, I said, qualification is to surrender to a devotee of the Lord. Then immediately you will understand why Krishna is God, because Krishna gives you the intelligence. And then how to advance from neophyte devotee to Uttam Bhagavat. How can you simply, like we are reading, six things for making rapid advancement. No, we are reading Ussahan, Nishayat, Dairyat, Tattat, Karma, Pravartana, Sangat, Yaga, Satavritti, Shadbir, Bhakti, Prasidyati. So, after knowing Krishna is God, if you don't know Krishna is God, you are just groping. You have not even started your devotional career. Once, doubtlessly, you accept Krishna as God, the Prabhupada said, people may have any number of meetings, people may try hard, but if you don't keep Krishna in the center, all your conferences, all your truce proposals, simply they will all fail. Nothing will work. No arrangements, no adjustments. Simply, you have to become Krishna conscious and all the problems will be mitigated. Problems are there because to the degree you are not Krishna conscious. If you are not Krishna consciousness, all problems. If you are Krishna conscious to some degree and problems are solid to that degree. And if you are completely Krishna conscious, let's say if there are two pure devotees, immediately they understand what Krishna wants. They may differ also. They may differ. But they know it is what Krishna wants. Pure devotees differ. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, they had mock fights, or you call them prema kalha. Their love is so much that they want to joke and they want to have some fun. So for outsiders, it looks like they are accusing each other. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, the writer of Chaitanya Bhagavat, he cautions, my dear foolish readers, don't take sides. Whenever Nityananda and Advaita are fighting, you say Advaita Prabhu is right, or you say Nityananda Prabhu is right. Suppose Nityananda Prabhu, he took some rice and threw it on Advaita Acharya. Okay. He said, why is this crazy man being like this? Is it proper behavior? So, don't take sides like that, you will go to hell. Whenever some two senior Vaishnavas, they have different opinions, as their subordinates, no comments. we don't have anything to say. Krishna knows and they know what is going on, no? So, people, we are only on a jnana platform. They realize God as all-pervading Brahman. They cannot understand how Krishna is a transcendental personality, how Krishna, by mundane estimation, is limited in size, but is unlimited in his abilities. They cannot understand. That's why they argue. How can you say? Yesterday, some article came in Poland. Many people put case on ISKCON in Poland recently. ISKCON won. So they want to, because in Poland ISKCON is growing like anything. Indradam Sangha, very big time preacher. So lakhs of people attend the program, lakhs. So Poland is a small country and almost everybody is Hare Krishna, like that. Such big programs. So Christians become little panicky, nervous. My God, if everybody is Hare Krishna, where is this church? And how am I, a nun or a father? So they thought, how to put a litigation on Hare Krishna and then restrict ISKCON preaching in Poland. So finally they consulted a lawyer and few nuns. They went to the lawyer. See, this is a very, the Poland is having epidemic of Hare Krishna, and when we are trying to study their literature, it's a very bad literature. So, what is the bad literature? They said, this God is having 16,108 marriages. It means he is spoiling every, he has spoiled so many women. He's not generally, how can God do, meddle with so many women like that? So this, people don't know all this and they are saying eating their prasadam and Hare Krishna, but they are getting contaminated by foul literature. And then the counter affidavit, the counter argument, our devotees, they went, they said, we want the nun who has put the case, come and say, when they take the vows of nun, what do they say? Kindly, my dear sir, kindly let a nun come and repeat, when they take the vows of the nun, what do they say? They say, I only accept Jesus as my husband, and I can never in my life think of anyone else other than Jesus. So, they repeated. And then immediately devotee said, Krishna, according to the scripture, is 16,108. But see how many people so far have become nuns. More than 10 lakh people have taken this vows of nun. And they all accepted only Jesus as their husband. That may be too bad. Our Krishna has only 16,105 and the 10 lakh nuns so far. And they all say, only Jesus is husband, no one else in our lifetime. Then immediately judge dismisses the case, nuns. Thrown out. Because their scripture is challenged, you know, like that. Anyway, the point is, everything is meant for Krishna. And only Krishna can handle everybody. And only anyone, everyone can be satisfied only with Krishna. You go to anything else, you will not be satisfied. Because our original relation. So these jnanis, for a while they think they are satisfied with their Brahman realization. But not for long. After some time they get bored. They become vexed with that inaction, Brahman realization. So the yogis get Paramatma realization. But they have to always look inside. If you always have to look inside, what are these hands for? What are our eyes for? What are our power of speech? Why all these things? Just if you have to sit like this, yogi means always introvert, meditation. That means this world is created in a foolish way, and we have so many thoughts, activities, emotions. You have to kill them all. So that is contradictory. That is contradictory to the nature of the soul. So these yogis also, they will not be satisfied with Paramatma realization. So you have to deal with the practical world. You have to live with people. You have to live together. You have to help people. But if everybody simply sits like this, who is going to help the world? The real thing is called Bhagavan realization. If you follow exactly Bhagavad Gita, then you come to accept that Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead and you have to serve him. Serving Krishna includes serving everybody. Because Krishna is not alone. The God and his creation are not separate. They are always together. So, devotional service means at home, anywhere, at home with anybody, at home in any situation, any place, any person, in any situation. Like Prahlad was being attacked, tortured, completely at home, saying, "My dear Lord, I am worthy for more suffering, but you are so kind. You are giving me only you are only giving token suffering." Actually, it is a fact. When you become a devotee, whatever is going on, it's all token. Because Krishna has taken away all your karma. But in order to train us, in order to educate us, how sinful we are, so he'll put little things. So that you know that I'm not a great devotee, I'm not a pure devotee. I'm simply dependent on other devotees. I'm simply dependent on Krishna. On my own, I cannot stay on the path of devotional service. And then positively, the more devotees are there, just like when you make a mala, all flowers are white flowers. What is the beauty? Many, many colors. The garland looks very beautiful. So, because one devotee may not have all the qualities. Every devotee has some quality of God. So, that's how you will appreciate God. When you appreciate devotees, you are also appreciating God. Because God is never alone. God is always with his devotees. So here, what we are seeing, like Brahma, Shiva, they have their position. Krishna includes everything. Krishna is everything, and then Shiva has certain attributes of Krishna, Brahma has certain attributes. All of us have some attributes, but in a very insignificant portion. We have certain qualities of God, but quantitatively we are infinitesimal, and Krishna is infinite. That means complete difference, and we are completely dependent. So the more you depend on Krishna, the better devotee you become. The more you take your life into your own hands, and to the degree Krishna will stay back. All right. You are defending yourself, you are protecting yourself, you don't need me, you know. So here we are seeing Hiranyakashipu foolishly is just trying to flatter Brahma as everything, all in all. And this is the nature of demigod worshippers. Demigod worshipper, they flatter somebody expecting something in return. So they cannot understand who is who. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Virandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Priyala Prabhupada ki, Mirpugai Bajjil ki. Wow. Looking great.